This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. This week, our colleagues at Marketplace Tech are looking at how technology is changing the way we read. The host of Marketplace Tech, Ben Johnson, joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Ben.
Hi, David.
So is this just about me using an e-reader instead of my favorite, the old-fashioned book?
Well, that's part of it, but I think it's actually more than that. One of the people we're hearing from this week is Courtney Young. She's president of the American Library Association.
The ALA.
Yeah, the ALA. Libraries, as you know, are changing a lot. More and more libraries are allowing people to check out digital copies of books. I've actually done this a couple times, and it's kind of awesome. You download it, takes a few seconds, and then you don't actually have to return it. The text actually just disappears automatically when it's done. So, you know, no more late fees.
I do a lot of my reading these days online, as I'm sure you do, and I just have a more fundamental question here.
Yeah.
And that is this changing how we read?
It is. I love the idea of being able to look up the definition of a word by clicking on it or get more context in a news story, for instance. Some studies suggest this kind of thing is actually really bad for our reading retention. But there's good news, too. Last year, I talked with this Harvard professor and astrophysicist named Dr. Matt Schneps. Dr. Schneps has dyslexia. Huh. And just as a user, he discovered that reading on a small screen actually helped him. He wouldn't get lost in the sentence as much because the line breaks were shorter, and he tracked eye movements of high school kids with dyslexia and discovered that the kids were actually able to read faster and in a more focused way on smaller screens.
While we're on the subject of kids, I have a daughter, and I think one of the questions we wrestle with, my wife and I, is do we bring in this new technology to show her how to read? Do we read books with her on tablets, on the computer, or is it best just to stick with books?
Today on our show, we hear from Jason Bogue. He's an author and a young father, and he has a book out right now on exactly this topic. Bogue, in his research for his book, discovered something really interesting. There are a ton of apps being built for helping kids to learn reading right now, and while some of them are effective, they all face this really simple truth.
The problem is these devices try to give that interactive experience themselves. The device will read the book to your child. And neuroscience has proven that your brain does not respond in the same way to a recorded voice as it does to a real human voice in front of you speaking to you.
So there's no real substitute for parents and other adults reading with the kid. Some things stay the same.
Ben Johnson, host of Marketplace Tech, which is running a series this week on technology and reading. Ben, thanks.
Thank you, David.